are standing in front of a new building. It is yellow and quite ugly. On the wall is a sign saying, "Here used to live Regina Jonas." She was born in Berlin and was the first female rabbi in the world. At that time, only men were allowed to be a rabbi. She studied the Jewish religion and said, "It is stated nowhere that a woman can't be a rabbi." She visited the most important schools for rabbis and wrote her paper in 1930, in which she provided the proof that a woman can be a rabbi. At first, she couldn't find a rabbi who would give her the permission to be a rabbi. She had to wait until 1935 to meet Rabbi Max Dinemann, who granted her the permission to be a rabbi. After that, the Nazis came to power in 1941. She was forced to work for the Nazis in a factory and was later sent with her mother to Theresienstadt, where she was murdered in 1944. Before her deportation, she left her work, writings, and research to her friends in Berlin. 20 years ago, Elsa Klapeck found Jonas's work and published a book about her. Afterwards, Klapeck herself became a rabbi. So, there are many female rabbis in Germany. Many of them are in the U.S. and a few in Israel. The Jewish community in the U.S. is more modern than the Jewish community in Israel. Now, we will walk to the new synagogue.